Your show will go live in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2. Log Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Joe Cristiano, and welcome to Liberty Talk Radio, your radio of reason, an independent streaming internet radio station and libertarian voice, broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, from our studio in Tulsa, Oklahoma, to around the world. This broadcast is being brought to you on Sunday evening, December 30th, 2007, Central Standard Time in the good old USA. Folks, it's time for us to take back control of our government now, before this bureaucratic, oversized, and self-serving federal government starves us of our property, our freedom, our rights, and our liberty. To do this, we must shed conventional thinking regarding our political structure. We need to be revolutionaries in thought, dissidents in action. Only after we recognize what our government is doing to our freedom and our Constitution will we start taking it back. And this program is just about that. Good evening, everyone. During our live broadcast this evening, we invite you to call 646-652-4620. That's 646-652-4620. Or email us at comments@libertytalkradio.com. I also encourage you to get educated on economic issues. Go to Andy Sutton's website, my2centsonline.com. That's my2centsonline.com. And that 2 is a numeric 2. He discusses economic issues and how they affect you. And in today's tumultuous financial times, it is a wise thing to do, folks. Well, good evening, everyone. As I mentioned in my blog, we are going to digress from our usual subject matter to introduce a very interesting individual who is attempting to establish a nonprofit organization with the goal of bringing people together regardless of political or religious affiliation. His organization, AUM, is the vehicle for this endeavor. I'd like to give him some airtime, as he's convinced me when I met him his goals are worthy, although Herculean in scope. Let's take out a moment now and listen to him. He's in our studio right now. I'd like to introduce to everyone Cameron Ashgar. Cameron, thank you very much for being with us this evening.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
Right. Cameron, I think let's start off by, why don't you tell our listeners something about where you've been, something about yourself, where you've been, and how you arrived at where you are now?
Right, that's a great question, Joe. In life, I feel like we all come from somewhere and we're all going somewhere else. And we have to know where we've come from to know where we're going to go. And where I've come from is the heart of America. I'm a child of the internet nation. I'm a child of so many new scientific advancements that we have taken part in the past 15 years. And because of that, I have a very deep understanding of the ability of communication and what the power of communication is. As a child, I always was a dreamer. I wanted to be an X-Men. I wanted to be Spider-Man. And I see kids that all want to be like that. And I came to a point when I got older that I didn't want to stop dreaming. I wanted to continue to dream. And that is really what the joy of life is all about, being able to dream. So I went to college at OU, and I looked around as I was coming out of my graduating class, and I said, there's so much talent, but there's not enough direction for our youth and enough creative occupations for them to take part in. And so that was how the organization kind of got started.
All right, tell us something personally about yourself, if you don't mind. Mm-hmm. All right, what is your, do you have a religious affiliation, and is this this organization aligned with that religious organization?
Well, I grew up in a household where my mother was American and still is American, and my father is Iranian. Of course, my mother is Christian and my father is Muslim. And growing up, we were always pushed to think for ourselves. They said if there's a package that has a bow on it already wrapped, then it's probably empty. And for you to get a real gift, you have to have self-inquisition. So my whole life I've learned to inquire about religion, and I can't say that I have one, but I see the beauty in all of them.
Well, that's very interesting, because in the traditional sense in America, children are brought up within in a family unit of a particular religious denomination, and then from a very early age, that child is brought into that religion, and that usually stays with them. And if there's a change, it's a quite abrupt departure. In your case, you had parents that didn't impose either religion on you.
Exactly,
correct?
Exactly.
That is very, very interesting. And folks, you know, if anything we can learn here, I mean, here's a gentleman who I'm really impressed with, you know, and he didn't go out doing anything wrong or anything like that, because he wasn't brought up in a particular religion, but he was asked to think for himself, critical thinking, and I think that's very interesting. All right. Now, what subjects did you take in college?
That's a good question.
What did you major in, I guess?
I majored in a double major in psychology and religious studies. My love for psychology is my love for the human psyche, because I look around the world and I see that a lot of our outward problems are inner problems that we haven't addressed, and so they manifest on an outer level. Wars, pollution, our inability to communicate and work together. Stuff like this is really an internal psychological problem, so it interested me to learn more about the art of psychology. As far as religious studies goes, religion, whether we like it or not, whether it pisses us off or gives us tears of joy, is a powerful cultural stimulant. Throughout history, religion has been the cornerstone of every movement, every big change, and every small-minded thinking and large-minded thinking. So that's why I picked also religious studies.
You had mentioned to me while we were having coffee a few weeks ago that you took a hiatus in the desert.
Yes,
You need to tell us, our listeners, more about that, because in my opinion, that is something that we've all dreamed of doing ourselves but never have done. I know I have this recurring dream of myself of actually walking through the desert. But right. God, I'm going to let you take it away with that. Like to know more about that and see if we can tie in that with what you are doing today.
That's beautiful, Joe. That's really beautiful. I would say about 5 years back, I decided to withdraw from the world. And this choice for withdrawal had really come from choices before that to be completely immersed in, you know, as a high school kid, I was out doing the parties and I didn't think about my future. I didn't think about anything, really. And through that experience, I went through this shift, and it was a kind of change of perspectives, and so I had to go experience the other extreme. And so I moved to the desert of New Mexico, Abiquiu, New Mexico, and lived in a yurt for a few months, and just stayed in the desert where there was no electricity, everything was run on generator, and I looked inside. Because whenever you're out in a place where the environment is barren, you begin to find the color within. And I experienced such a beautiful color within me that caused me to feel that life is more than what meets the eye. And I don't know, we didn't mention the meaning of the acronym of this organization that we were working toward. It's called the Art of Universal Mysticism. And the Art of Universal Mysticism simply means that we do not confine the possibility of a mystical experience to one aspect of life. Mystical experience is an art form that we are trying to reach universally. Through me speaking right now, through us being on this radio show.
Okay. All right, if we hold it there. Call, this is Liberty Talk Radio. You're on the air. May I have your first name, please, and your question?
Hello.
Hello. You're on the air, caller. Thank you for calling Liberty Talk Radio. Please give me your first name and where you're calling from, and then your question.
Okay, my name is Asher Hammerman. I'm Sheboygan, Wisconsin.
All right, you're calling from Wisconsin. I did not catch your name. You broke up a little bit.
Asher Hammerman.
Asher?
Yes.
Okay, yes. What is...
presidential candidate.
I'm sorry, would you please repeat that?
I had a question for a young man on the show today.
Yes, please.
Can you tell me what AUM International stands for and what the organization is? I did not catch that.
You're breaking. Are you on a cell phone, dear? Are you on a cell phone? Hello?
Yes.
Are you on a cell phone?
Yes.
Yes, you're breaking up a little bit. You want to know what AUM stands for and...
What it does.
Okay, very good. Okay, I'm going to take you off the air now, and we'll have that question answered, okay? And thank you very much for calling Liberty Talk Radio. Our caller wants to know from Michigan, what does AUM stand for, and what does it do?
Thanks for asking, caller. AUM stands for the Art of Universal Mysticism. Now, as I was saying a minute ago, the real essence of this organization is an artistic one. We believe that art is not only a need for human expression, but is also a necessity. It is like breathing. If we don't have it, then we are not going to be full human beings. And what we do is try to apply that artistic sense to educational programs, diversifying projects such as documentary films that capture the artistry of bringing something mystical through various aspects of life, like music. Something we're working on now is filming a documentary on some very talented musicians in our area who, when they play, reach such a level of good vibration that it affects the crowd and the people around. And that's why it's called AUM or OM, because we're also saying that everything is vibration. And we want to present a beautiful vibration in an artistic way to the world. And we want to diversify and continue to grow and evolve in doing that. And really, the sky's the limit.
All right. Cameron, let me be honest with you. I'm getting lost.
Right.
I guess I've come from a very pragmatic background.
Okay.
Everything is brick and mortar to me. And mysticism is something that I do not understand. I'll be honest with you. I fear that possibly there may be a listener out there or two, and including our recent caller, who may have a problem with that. In fact, what I did is I went to the good old Merriam Dictionary, Webster Dictionary, to find out really what mysticism meant.
Mm-hmm.
And it had, well, several meanings. Spiritual truth can be attained, for example, through subjective experience. And quite frankly, I did not really understand that so much. But it also said, as a secondary and tertiary definition, belief without sound basis. I guess it's not what I'm saying, pragmatic, not something that tangible, I guess.
Objective.
And, or they go as far as saying in tertiary form, a vague speculation.
Right.
So after reading the definition of mysticism, I was more confused than when I first started. and I must admit that after your explanation, I'm even more confused than I was before you even showed up here at the studio. So you need, for me at least, and maybe for some of our listeners, you know, can you be more concrete when you talk about vibrations and stuff? When you say vibrations, I think of the Beach Boys, you know, good vibrations.
Yeah.
But and that's the only reference that I have to vibrations. Understand
right.
that. And everything else is just flew right over my head. I'll be very honest with you.
That's natural. A lot of people that we speak to first, they're lost. They don't understand. And there's an important reason behind that. It's because you're asking to see the whole iceberg when an internet radio show is like the tip. And that's why we have the educational programs, Joe. We have the educational programs for people to come in who are really interested, honestly, and have seen the actual projects that we have completed and are putting out. We want to teach them, and it takes time to unveil the whole meaning of what this movement is about. One thing I definitely can tell you is that one of the teachings in this organization is that we are the definers of what things mean. There's no need to look back into someone else's idea or concept of our definition. We have to define our meanings. This organization, OM, the Art of Universal Mysticism, these words are just words. It is what defines us that we decide. And I'm using these words as just words because they have to come in order for us to communicate. But really what we're trying to get at, Joe, an audience out there in the world, is something far beyond words. Something of a human experience, of unity, a world unity of experience.
Okay, now, since I come from a business background, and
right.
I've been in many businesses, and I've worked for large corporations, goals and objectives, everything is concrete, okay?
Right.
Now, if you were sitting, in a management meeting with me, uh-huh. I'd say, fine, now take that concept, philosophical concept, if you will, all right, and bring it into reality. How do you do this? What do you do with this? And how do you translate this? Like, how do you be... I need you to be more specific, at least for me.
Right, okay.
Because I'm still floating around here.
Right.
Because when I saw first saw the... Now, if I had never met you, and we did not have that wonderful conversation that we had at the coffee shop, and I heard of the Art of Universal Mysticism, I would have said, nutcake. Right? I mean, I wouldn't have given you 1 minute of my time because I don't,
right.
That stuff, because you hear about that stuff and, the paranormal stuff and all that, and I don't even have time to even look at that.
Right.
Now, but I think I'm getting to understand what you're saying. My problem is I need for you to tell me, how do you take this and not be ostracized by people that you are meeting, and then how do you translate that to say, this is why I want you to come in, and this is how you fit in this whole thing? I'm
right.
lost there. I don't know how that works.
I'll say one thing for sure, that any idea whose time has come is going to have opposition from somewhere. If everybody likes it, that means it's not original. If everybody loves it, it means I'm lying to somebody.
No, I agree with you.
You
that,
know?
Okay? All right, but how do you market this idea, what's in it for me?
Right. Okay. What's in it for you?
I'm into rock and roll. You know
right.
what I mean? The world is into rock and roll. What is this? What,
right.
What's in it for me?
Right. That's
I'm a drummer. You
exactly.
know, I like rock and roll.
Well, I think this might be a good time to mention some of the things we put on the application.
Okay.
To be involved in this organization. One of the things is, what can you do for this organization? What can you do for OM? What can you do for AUM?
Well, I filled out that application, right?
Right.
And I told you I did that.
Right.
Right? And I had difficulty completing it because I didn't understand it. I didn't understand the organization. So my answer to that is, I didn't know. I didn't know how I could help out.
Right.
There's certain things that I could do if we're going to talk about people's liberties and involvement and shedding all of the baggage that people carry with them. I'd love to
right.
talk about that, but I would be relatively, I guess, brick and mortar concrete about it.
I understand. Well, let me try to give you a more concrete definition of...
Okay.
It's a very simple concept that this organization is formed of. And that concept has to do with a couple of things. One is unity. When five people get together to do the same work that one person was going to do, the work gets done much better and much faster. Still, though, to have five people working together, we need to have communication. That is another aspect that this organization highly believes in and calls people to. We want group efforts to communicate. So basically what we want to do is bring people together. Bring people together to communicate the issues that they deem important. Now you get a platform of people together discussing, you're going to have synchronicities, as I call them. That's right. Another okay. thing about the organization. Say, Joe, you come to one of our meetings, and we're talking about things that are in some ways abstract, but then you find out that someone in this meeting can connect with you on a very concrete level, and there's a spark of creativity in which you two find that you can do a project together. Then you would work on this project together, and it would get passed through the organization, and we would help fund it. And I don't want to define it, because if I say it's one thing, then I might be saying that it's not something else. I want to leave it open. I want Joe to be able to work with so many different people to do so many different things in this networking organization.
How do we define that? How do you market to someone when there's no definition? I'm still having a problem.
Right.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to disagree. Yeah. I'm still having a problem. For example, when I talk about this radio station is funded by me. It is my thing that I do to further the cause of liberty.
Right.
You know, in every respect. I don't care. Race, color, creed means nothing to me. Only the freedom of individuals to be individuals, and all the power is invested in the individual and not a government or any other agency. And I can talk to that. I can, you know, and hopefully someone would understand that. I'm having a difficult time bridging this gap with you right now.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to help me out, because you got to help my listeners out, because they're going to send me nasty email. I'm going to send them to you to answer. You know that. Only kidding. But I want to be able to respond to that, or respond to this woman who just called from Michigan.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you honestly, the people who understand the level I'm coming on, because I'm coming on a spiritual level, I'm not trying to define anything. The bottom line is, when you get together with people, powerful things can happen.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you there. I mean, I've had many experiences where I've walked into a room, met people, just like with you.
Right.
I mean, did you know that you were going to be interviewed on a radio program just a couple of weeks ago before you met me? No, the answer was no. So you don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what's going to happen as a result of this radio station, and we want to leave it up to people. We want people to be free to act and to react to this, and hopefully it's positive for you. My problem is that if I was someone that was... Well, I wouldn't be looking for your organization, because I wouldn't know that existed. I wouldn't be looking for it. Not looking, a retired person looks for the AARP, you know.
Right.
I would not be looking for your organization. So who's your target audience? Who are you looking for? And have you had any experiences yet, or the examples of past experience with this organization? I know it hasn't formally started yet, but anything in the embryonic stage that you could bring to us to define that for us?
Right. Well, I'd love to tell you a little bit about the target. It's mostly the youth, to be honest with you. The youth, this is really resonating with them. And I don't have to sell it to them. I don't have to say much about it. They don't ask the questions. They realize that I'm presenting an abstract art form in which I want them to take part in creating.
Okay.
I'm not presenting a finished product in which I'm trying to sell to someone. I'm presenting an abstract possibility for the world to take part in making real. And my best support, the most bright souls who have come to me have been the youth, because it is almost like it is something laid latent within us, that latent cry for freedom, that youthful desire to grow and learn and be part of the process of life. The youth is really responding to what I have to say.
When you say youth, could you define what age category you're talking about? What schooling?
Yeah, I would say youth is not so much an age, it's more a state of mind. A lot of the people who it's been resonating with, by youthful, I mean they're still active. They still want to take part in life. And I would say children of all ages.
Children of all ages. Okay. All right. Is there any particular project that you have taken on or that's in the embryonic stage that can help us define what you're doing?
Yeah, we have a newspaper that's coming out that we're contributing to and helping get running. It's called Free Nation Magazine.
Okay.
It's a great magazine. I suggest you all look for it. The first issue is February 8th.
That's Free Nation Magazine, folks. Okay, Free Nation Magazine. Where will it be distributed to?
All whom? Over Tulsa.
Oh, it's strictly a Tulsa paper.
But you can get it online. They have a website. It's called freenationmagazine.com.
Freenationmagazine.com. Okay, now, what is the content of this newspaper?
Well, this newspaper is formed, and it's not our newspaper. These are some of our affiliates that we're working together with. This is one thing I can tell you. OHM works on three levels. One-on-one basis. Say I come see you in a coffee shop, we talk about our possible collaborations we may be doing.
Right.
Then you have group meetings where one group or one entity, like this magazine company, they're already an entity, comes together with our organization.
Okay.
And we find ways to collaborate. And then you have worldwide issues. Say there's a big benefit that is going on somewhere, and there's many big organizations contributing to this benefit. We also network at that level too. This is a level two networking.
All right, let's stay with the magazine because it's something tangible. I can see that already. Okay.
Okay.
This magazine. Why did you decide to take on this magazine? I assume it's not a porno magazine, right? All right. I mean, it has the content has to be. You have to agree with the content before
right.
you take it on, or what?
Well, it's not the content that I have to agree or disagree with. I'm looking for a concept. So many people in the world right now are presenting this concept, and the concept is unifying the world as one family, however it is we may do that, using all of our tools, all of our networking potentials, all of our energy, blood, sweat, and tears. We want to get together. We want to do exciting things. We want to make life an exciting place to be.
Okay.
We want to celebrate, and that's what this magazine represents.
Oh, this particular magazine is fostering that, right?
Right.
Okay, it's focusing on that. All right. Now, will this magazine be something that you subscribe to, do you know? Or is it going to be one of those free magazines that you find in coffee shops and then advertisers are the ones that pick up the cost of circulation?
Yeah, right now it's mainly advertiser driven, but we are all open to diversification and evolution in our businesses and in our endeavors. So it can change. We're always open to change. It could be in the next couple of months, if the magazine starts doing well, we'll start presenting it online.
Okay.
For people that can get a subscription to nationwide, international.
Now, when you mentioned that you want to bring people together, organizations together, what about the let's take the quintessential rift that we have right now with the Arabs and the Jews, for example.
Right.
I mean, that's we see this on the news 1,000 times a day if we see it once, and the Palestinian issue with the State of Israel issue and you know the Palestinian state issue, whatever. Will you be focusing in that area? I mean, do you have any people in that arena that are interested in using your place as a forum for cooperation that's different? I mean,
Well, I believe that on an intellectual level, we never can really cooperate. There's always going to be differences, and there's always going to be investments. What we're trying to bring is a way to get together that spreads beyond all nations, all religions, all types of people, all ideology. It drops all of that stuff. And we come together and have events where we have festivals and we dance and we listen to uplifting music. And we all come together. Everyone is invited from every nation, color, or creed to come take part in this. And we really believe through things like dance, artistry, learn to laugh together and cry together as well. We can establish a sense of understanding throughout all humanity, and that understanding is that we may be different. We may look different and we may think different, but we cry the same, and we laugh the same, and we dance the same.
I agree. How do you, have you had any of these events yet, and Well, have you had any of these events yet?
We've had two events in Oklahoma City called the Here Now Gatherings, and that was about 8 months ago we started doing that. And it started out, we do it at churches or really anywhere we could get a space for free, because we're all poor college kids trying to just make things happen, you know? And we've really diversified since then. Right now I'm incorporating a bunch of the local talent and also the musicians, formulating something that we like to call family reunions. Family reunion is basically like a retreat getaway where we have cabins, have people camping, and we have music. It's like a music festival. And the essence of the music festival is to come together as one human family. So we call it a family reunion.
Okay.
That's a lot of this stuff is in the works, and a lot of this stuff I need support and help with. And that's why I came to your show, Joe, to talk to the world and ask for their support.
All right. Hold on. We have to do some station identification, and I'm late with it, and I'm going to get in trouble for it. Folks, this is Liberty Talk Radio. We have digressed from our normal subject matter to have Cameron Ashgar here from AUM, that's the Art of Universal Mysticism. He's the founder, and he's talking about this organization. I'm very impressed with this young gentleman. Very rarely do you see or do you meet people who think beyond what is actually just presented to them. He's gone well beyond that. Admittedly, I'm having difficulty understanding because my mind doesn't work as well as his. But if you do have a question, please call into 646-652-4620. That's 646-652-4620. We'd love to have your calls. Thank you. Okay, now, where do we go from here? I have to admit, I'm one of those guys that is still fuzzy.
Right.
I mean, I hear what you're saying. I'm not ignoring you by any stretch of the imagination. We still have plenty of time to discuss this. But I'm still trying to grasp, you know, I guess I'm so accustomed to definitions and boundaries. And you have, what you've done is you're saying throw all those boundaries away.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
So maybe I'm getting there. You have to throw all the boundaries away. And I guess if you throw throw all the boundaries away, it seems that truly universal. I mean, it could be anything to anyone, depending on how they look at it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when you have all this, how does this all come together? I just don't understand that. Right. You got to help me there. Please, Cameron. I'm dying.
I know. It's a heavy one. It's a heavy one. And the world is heavy right now. The world is heavy. And I'm the youth. You're listening to your child speaking right now.
All right. What do you think of... All right, what do you think of world events? Tell us something about your view of world events.
Well, every cause has an effect. Every action has a reaction. A traveling man would know that through living and experiencing life. Everything that goes on outside in the world affects us inside. When we see death, destruction, sadness, either we're seeing it and it's happening in us, or it's happening in us and we're putting it out into the world. And there's a lot of that going on. And the only way to really grow out of that stage of life is to present an alternative. And we can't fight. We've got to quit fighting each other, no matter what. No matter if we're saying, I'm fighting you because you're this government or that government or these people or that people. In the end, we are all human beings, and the fighting must stop. So someone would ask, well, how do we solve the problems without fighting? And that's called participation. And that's the answer to your question, Joe. One word, participation. The fastest way that you and all the callers out there can understand this organization is to make it theirs and to make a participation in what it becomes.
If you had an opportunity to influence one major problem in the world, which one would it be?
Our fear of love.
All right. No, I want. No, I need something specific. No, I
got. You want a specific event in the world?
I got a specific event, right? You know, but you take it and run with it,
mm-hmm.
And maybe I'll understand you better.
I would say that one specific issue, one important issue that I really dedicate my whole life to, is to reestablish the importance, need, and value for the human race to partake in the arts, to partake in performing arts, dancing, expression, because expression is the cornerstone of what makes human beings different than any other life.
All right, well, let me stop you there.
Okay.
Folks, this is Liberty Talk Radio. Please call in 646-652-4620. How do you tell this to the people in Iraq when they're under bombardment as they are now, not only internally from the internal strife between the Shias and the Sunnis and Kurds and everyone else like that, but also you have obviously a foreign force who is sort of dictating what's going on over there. I mean, how do you approach these? You can't approach these people with this. They're trying to survive.
Right.
I mean, you say, well, gotta get along. They said, yeah, we'd love to get along. Everyone would love to get along, but they're all going to wind up killing each other for one reason or another. How do you, you know, wouldn't that be Iraq, would there not be a number one or high priority problem for you?
Well, only a foolish man is an idealist, because not one person can save the world. And I by no means am able to do much. I'm just one person. I just can tackle the things, the issues that are closest to me.
Okay.
And I believe that if I try to put my mind so far away in Iraq and think about what's going on so far away, I'll forget what's happening right around me.
Okay, so your perspective is that you, although the problems in Iraq are real and disastrous for many people, and may spell disaster for the whole world someday, but
right.
You're saying that your concerns would not be with Iraq, but anything that you could possibly have influence over, something that's here and now, something that you are,
right.
You have the ability to have some influence over.
Yeah.
So things that are going on overseas, is not that that's your concern. You're concerned about it, but it's not something that you can do anything about.
Right.
Okay.
I want to be able to make a difference.
Okay.
And like you said, it's not that I'm not concerned with what's going on around the world. Because I am so concerned with what's going on around the world, I realize the only real change that I can make is from where I am. And hopefully, through this organization, we can inspire people around the world to make changes from where they are and support good causes.
All right, when you speak to students, and I'd love to speak to students and have an opportunity. I've done that a couple of times. It is wonderful. I enjoy that so much because, you know, I've been around this earth for 64 years, and they haven't.
Yeah.
It's Advantage Cristiano every time.
Right.
Because I have something to offer them, right, wrong, or indifferent. I have something to offer them. And I'd love this opportunity. So when you speak to them, what form do you use? Do you go to fraternities? Who do you
right.
speak to?
Well, I really love speaking to youth because I can get on a level with them in a way that it's hard for me to get on a level with anybody else. And the reason being, if you can think back to when we were kids and we'd all play together on the playground or be young at school, there would be a whole different vibe between us and between the teachers. We would connect on a different way. We would
right.
we wouldn't have masks.
I agree, but how do you do that? I mean, do you go to fraternities? Do you get groups of people together? Do you have meetings? What methodology do you use to attract an audience or gathering so that you can discuss exactly what we're talking about here?
Great. Definitely live musical events, because a lot of the people who have been impacted and we've been impacted by each other, it's not been so much of what we've spoken, it's been our vibrations, it's been the way we've expressed ourselves to each other. So music is great for that, and so is dancing, because I can go to a place where there's a large group of people, really get down and dance. Show them what I mean when I say dance. And that's powerful, because it gains interest. over the larger group of people. They see somebody really dancing their heart out, and there becomes an appeal and a desire to know more about them. And so that really opens up the door for me to meet a lot of youth, because I'll dance, and then after there's a break or something, so many people will come up to me and say, "Brother, you look so happy when you're dancing. You look like you're so free when you're just dancing like that." And they wish they could do that too. And so then I present to them some of our teachings and say, "This is how."
All right. Tell me something about your teachings. That's going to help me out. Tell me something about you. When you say you present them with their teachings,
right?
What is the number one thing that you talk about?
The number one thing that we talk about is that mysticism or meditation or spiritual experience, it is possible for anyone. Second of all, we teach that it is not subjugated to one group. Everyone in the whole world is able and has a birthright to experience spirituality. We help guide the individual to find their niche, because everybody has a niche which they reach a meditative experience.
Right. Great. Okay. All right. How do you do this? What makes you qualified to do this?
Well,
I mean, do you have a particular proven formulation?
Right. I think some of the greatest men in the world were self-evident. And the more credentials we seek, sometimes we use credentials to hide our true motive. And I think that what a lot of people respect and are attracted to through what I present is I'm not putting anything on. I'm just a simple guy. I'm very honest with my being. I'm very honest with what I say. And I speak the truth. And the truth is self-evident. If the people feel what I'm saying, they're going to partake. And I just have to be honest. That's
well,
about
it. If a person understands what you're saying,
right,
understands the concept, then what happens? What's step two then?
Well,
if the person says, I agree with you, Cameron. That's
right.
Great, I agree with you. So now what do? I still
right.
have to go out and make a living. You know, I still have to,
right.
you know, whatever you're doing, you still got to do certain things.
Right.
What do I do with that now that I have that?
Well, I think at that point, we try to feel out what we can do for each other, what we can be for each other. We try to start...
Okay, this is where the communication comes
that's
in.
That's where that communication... exactly.
The synergistic situation, okay.
Right. We begin to communicate. We find out what we do. We find out our interests. We find out our likes and dislikes. We find out our dreams and ambitions. And really, we try to make each other's dreams come true. I always tell people, God will not start answering our prayers until we start answering each other's prayers. And that's what it's all about.
It's sort of like God helps those who help themselves, basically.
Right,
right.
Right?
That's what it sounds like.
Come together. Let's come together. Let's find out how we can work together. And let's do great things. Let's make each other's dreams come true.
Okay. Well, boy, you have, I said, a Herculean task in front of you. That, Cameron, is an understatement.
Uh-oh,
I can tell you that
uh-oh.
Right now.
Right.
And I wish you all the luck in the world. I got to ask you about just your opinion about something. Since you think differently than most people, I'm going to ask you maybe some questions about what is going on today.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Do you know anything about the... Bhutto assassination, and do you know anything about her and her experience as a and her tenure as a prime minister? If you don't,
yeah.
just say no, you don't, and we'll go on to something else.
Well, I actually have a friend whose parents spent a lot of time with her, so I got to have a really intimate understanding of who she was as an individual. She spent a long time in England, self-exiled, and it was during that time that. Some friends of mine knew her, we had lunch with her and stuff, because the Pakistani community is very cultural. You'll find that a lot of people know each other, a lot of people frequent each other.
Right.
It's not uncommon to have an official like that
yeah.
having a...
Well, you know, there is a dark side to her. You know, there are people who say that she was a brutal dictator and a
sure.
very corrupt dictator
sure.
as a prime minister, But, you know, we're not saying that now that she's dead. We only say that, you know, only when she's alive.
Right.
So, I mean, we'd like to know if this person has some insight. What did you learn from that?
Well, I heard that she was a very power-driven woman. I heard that she was very... She was a very charismatic person, a very interesting person to be around. But people always said she was very driven by power. And that's paramount in the situation that's going on now. No matter what, if we have two groups that affiliate under different names and try to struggle for power, there's always going to be a continuation of violence.
Yeah, but they made her seem as if she was almost angelic. I mean, she was the savior, basically. She was the savior of Pakistan, and yet her tenure as prime minister, apparently, now I don't know much about it, but from the little that I've read, really does not back that up whatsoever. In fact, she was, like you said, she was kind of power hungry, and she's been a lot of corruption, apparently. So why was, you know, why should we be glorifying her, I guess?
Well, it's a power move. If you glorify someone, the best way for a leader of a movement to have their message broadcast across the world is to get assassinated.
Yeah, right. They said that she actually was almost self assassinated in a way.
Exactly.
To become the martyr for her cause.
And when things are strange to me or conspiratory, I try to stay righteous and don't even stick my head into it. But I'll tell you, as a simple man who grew up in the suburbs and just tries to live my life breath by breath, there's a lot more going on than what we see.
Okay.
And there's a lot more going on than what we hear. And the rabbit hole goes so deep. Best thing to do is not even go down it. Just try to present positive alternatives to human lifestyle. And I think that will combat the problem pretty well.
I'm going to ask you something very concrete. What do you think about the... what is your opinion of the presidential candidates?
Uh-huh.
You have any opinions on those people from your perspective?
I think they all have platforms. They all have avenues they're trying to reach. And they all have pretty much the same bosses when they get elected. And that's okay. That's the way the system is. And we have to embrace that. We have to embrace that that's the situation that we are living in. That the people who are really in power we do not see, hear, or know about. And they are in power because they have established themselves there. We don't need to try to expose that. It's known. What we need to do is just express ourselves. Okay. Say, whoever wants to be left in the shadows or in silence, they may be, and that is fine. But we want to be in the spotlight. We want to be the artists. We want to speak about what we really feel. We don't want to hide.
But is there any one candidate that sticks out to you that you think is more worthy of being a leader of this country than the others?
What do you think?
Oh, I have. I've expressed this opinion. There's only one in my opinion that's...
Probably Ron Paul.
Yes, that's right, Ron Paul. But I didn't know what your opinion was.
Ron Paul, he is a breath of fresh air for me because when I listen to him talk, I see a man who has spent so many of his years in politics, yet not been corrupted by them.
Yeah, that's quite unusual, isn't it?
It's very unusual. He's a very righteous man. I have a very high esteem for Ron Paul.
Yeah. Okay. All right, let's go on another subject. What about the occupation of Iraq? What's your opinion of that?
That's a deep one. I think it's we should never fool ourselves to think that anything, any big decisions made around the world are made for any reason except for revenue. Remember this, everybody. Revenue, revenue, revenue. If you want to know what something is going on, why it's going on, it's because of revenue. And that's what that is. That's what's going on in Iraq. That's what the occupation is. Now, the people there, the suffering, that's a whole nother story. That's a spiritual matter that I don't think can be solved politically. We've got to open our hearts as a world to that aspect. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with business. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with making money.
But Americans don't think that way. See, Americans say it's okay for us to occupy another nation. but it's not okay for another nation to occupy part of the United States that they disagree with.
Mm-hmm.
How do we bridge that gap? I mean, how do we change that mentality? I hear this from well-educated and far from stupid people
mm-hmm.
that say, well, we've got to go over there because it's our duty, our right. I said, well, what if they disagreed with the government of Texas or the government of New Mexico or the government of Wisconsin, and that particular state government did something that was contrary to their best interest, and they brought their troops over to take over or to change that state. And they say, that's ridiculous. I said, well, that's what we're doing. And I said, we don't seem to place ourselves in the other person's position. But I guess what bothers me is that we don't walk in anyone else's shoes,
mm-hmm.
only our own.
Right. I agree with you. And I mentioned earlier that I feel that I am of the internet age.
Yes.
Because when I was just getting into when people would use computers, I was using computers. I'm talking, I was about 13, I started using a computer, and I've been using it intimately. One thing that came through that is the internet. And with the internet is this diverse exchange of information to where I know more than I want to know a lot of times.
Right. Right.
It has just become so overwhelming of yes. knowledge. And through that, I've found out, I see the problems. That's another thing you get to see. All the problems going on
right.
around the world. And it has caused me and a lot of my generation to feel that we're tired of looking at the problems. We don't want to see them. We don't want to hear about them anymore. We don't want to watch them on the news. We don't want to see them in spam emails. We're ready for solutions. And that's what we're moving toward. Trying to present solutions to the world. Not always harp and discuss and ponder and think about the problems. Because we're coming into the scientific understanding through quantum physics that what we think about, we bring about. And our generation is realizing we want to think a beautiful world.
You know, I went to a meeting a few years ago, and it was I believe it was a Palestinian group, and they were showing all of the atrocities
mm-hmm.
perpetrated on their people by the Israelis.
Right.
And I sat there and thought, and they had pictures all over the hall, and they were just horrible pictures. And I have no doubt that those pictures were, in fact, not doctored up at all. I mean, they were true to life. But I thought to myself, if I went to an Israeli meeting, I would in essence see the same pictures there. I mean, not the exact same photograph, but photographs that they had that would complement the one that I said there. So we had these two fractions both using the same negative focus
right.
to keep separated, but to justify their position.
Right.
And I guess what you're saying, and correct me if I'm wrong, you're saying is they have to stop looking from that aspect and look how they can get together and harmonize somehow.
Right, right. Harmonize. That's a beautiful way you put it. And what I think about harmonize is not that they give these great sacrifices to come together and somebody gets the raw end of the deal. We, as human beings, have the creative potential, if we access our artistic selves, to create perfect solutions for everyone to be happy. We all can be happy. We all can figure out ways and platforms if we learn to communicate correctly, network correctly, and express our desires. We can do this. We don't have to fight. It's not that I'm standing up and saying, stop fighting, I'm upset with this fighting. No, I'm saying, guys, look, we're all human beings, and we don't have to do this anymore. We have the creative potential to live much better.
Okay. Folks, this is Liberty Talk Radio. Call in your questions to 646-652-4620. That's 646-652-4620. We have in our studio this evening Cameron Ashker, and he's with The Art of Universal Mysticism. And we are trying to define exactly what that means. And I'm struggling. I hope if any of the callers out there can help me out, call in, please.
Yeah, please call in.
Please call please in. Call I'm in. Dying.
If you're enjoying the radio show, talk to your friends. Have them tune in. We'd really love to hear from you.
Yeah.
We want to get the feedback from the world.
Yeah. Well, Cameron, we're almost to the end of our program. I think we're going to wrap it up now. This has been very interesting. I guess my problem is that I'm so pragmatic. I have to see everything, you know, in some sort of sequential order so I can, you know, visualize. I'm not certain that you have... I'm capable of truly understanding what you're trying to do, but I support you. I mean, I can't say that I disagree with you. I agree with you 100%. I really wish someone would call in and ask a question. And here is someone calling in right now. Caller, you're on the air. This is Liberty Talk Radio. Your first name and where you're calling from, please.
Yes, this is Jim calling from Tulsa.
Jim calling from Tulsa. Jim, what's your question?
I'd like to know, I found the conversation very interesting this past hour, and I'd like to know how I could keep in contact or informed with the AMU organization just to better understand it and to see how I could get involved in the future.
Okay, hold on, and I'll keep you on the air, Jim. Jim from Tulsa wants to know how we can learn more about AUM and possibly how he could be involved and support the organization, you know, in the future.
Well, we're in the process of getting the website put up, and I'll be honest with you, I'm doing a lot of this stuff on my own because so many people are interested and ready to support, but not too many people are ready yet to, you know, help me build the website and help me film the documentaries. So right now I'm doing it all on my own, but saying that, please, you can call me. I'll give you my number. You can email me. I'm open to anybody to call.
If you want to, you can get the number over the air.
Yeah,
that's fine with me.
You can call me at 918-519-8711. Just ask for Cameron Ashkar. And you can email me at infiniteacceptance@yahoo.com.
Great. Is there anything planned or organized for in the coming months in the Tulsa area?
He wants to know if there's anything planned or organized in the coming months in the Tulsa area that you have that you'd like to tell the audience about.
We have an office, and after New Year's, we're going to start having weekly meetings. We've got, as far as real concrete members who I know would come to every meeting, we've got about 30 right now. And through that group of 30, we're going to try to put forward the projects for next year. So I think the closest thing I could offer is to, if we talk and we come to some sort of understanding, I could invite you to our meetings. And that's how we could start.
That's great. Thank you.
Okay, Jim?
That's great. Thank you.
Jim, thank you very much for calling.
Thanks, Jim.
Right.
Thank you.
Well, we've had two callers. That's nice. There we go. Okay, Cameron. We're almost out of time, Cameron. Yes, we're almost. We got a minute to go, folks. We have interviewed this evening Cameron Ashkar. He's the founder of the Art of Universal Mysticism, a belief that we have more to offer than what is, I guess, relevant or what is what appears material in front of us. But we all have the ability to, I guess, assist one another to reach our full potential. Correct me if I'm wrong. Okay. All right. Yeah, I guess it's the synergistic approach to life, and that we should look within ourselves to see what we have to offer and offer that to the world, and not look at what the problems are, but how we can make things better. We're going to sign off now. Cameron, would you like to give your website or your telephone number or anything else I'd like to give up before we sign off?
I'd just like to thank you for having me tonight, really. It's been a real pleasure talking
okay.
to you.
Okay, it's been great.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Cameron.
Thanks.
All right, and we'll do our traditional. Here we go.
There we go.
This is the end of tonight's broadcast. We'd like to thank Ranch Acres Audiology for their financial support, and we'd like to thank you for listening in. You can further the cause of liberty by recommending this program to your friends, and let us hear from you. Our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com. Remember, you are either allowing your liberties to be taken away, or you are striving to protect them. Allowing people, someone to take your liberties away just tells you that you're not doing anything, okay? But striving means that you have to get off your duff and do something about it. So, unfortunately, there is no middle ground. And remember, don't steal. The government hates competition. Until next time, and we'll be on the air live again Thursday morning at 6:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. And I think we're going to be talking a little bit about the healthcare issue, and how the candidates are really muddying that up. Okay, until then, stay well. Stay tuned.